Hey, I'm in the studio here with Mark Przeworski, the landscape curator of Alana, and we're talking on the phone to Paul Miller, a.k.a. DJ Spooky, that subliminal kid. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Well, we have you here for a specific purpose, and that is to talk about your involvement with the Groundswell Framing the Viewshed event at Alana, of which you are sort of the feature performer. What? Could you tell us how you became part of this whole event?
Sure. Well, there's a Canadian composer that came with the term soundscape, and there's a really, I think, amazing situation when you think about how sound really conditions our response to landscape. And I'm a big fan of the idea of conceptual art and its relationship to composition. So I was artist in residence at the Metropolitan Museum this last year, and you know, the whole idea was that I wanted to figure out and do a lot of research about the roots of the Met, and so that's where I ended up going up to Alana to see what had happened at the Hudson River School and just get a first-person impression. So the Canadian composer who coined the term soundscape is R. Murray Schafer, and I'm highly influenced by his concept, but I'm also influenced by minimalism of people like Steve Reich, people like John Cage, and there's, of course, hip-hop and all the different kinds of electronic music that come out of the urban context, which
right,
is the urban
and the,
landscape.
Your performance at Groundswell, which, as I said, is going to be sort of the feature event, incorporates some of Cage's work, I believe.
Yeah, so John Cage wrote the first composition for turntables in 1939, and it was called Imaginary Landscape. So as we move further into the 21st century, we're looking at wireless data networks, we're looking at mobile media, and above all, the new landscape is made of data. So what I'll be doing is taking kind of some of the concepts around information aesthetics, which is that really informed my whole thing at the Met, and looking at the idea of what is the contemporary archive and sampling. So looking back at one of the first compositions, so you have impressions composers like Debussy's La Mer, you know, which is about the landscape of the ocean or the soundscape of the ocean. Then, of course, you have people like Mussorgsky, who has a really beautiful piece called Pick Portraits at an Exhibition, where you're moving through a museum in sound. Yeah, so I love stuff like that. And I think it'll be a beautiful afternoon in Alana, and we're going to do a kind of a John Cage homage.
So part of your inspiration was, at the Met anyway, you came up with a piece that involved ice, and that was the connection, I believe, to Church's famous paintings, Icebergs?
Yeah, I remember, Paul, the day that you first came to Alana with Betsy Kornhauser and Maury Heckscher, and I believe that part of it was
who
the
by the way, are important curators at the Met.
Yeah, they're major American art figures at the Metropolitan Museum. And Churches Church, of course, painted icebergs. And I think that might have been the impetus, Paul, or was it even more than that?
No, that was it. We had talked about some of his iceberg paintings as inspirations for some of the work I'm looking at from the viewpoint of sound and art and design. And he was really a full-scale kind of guy. There was no question that there was always a kind of relationship between his travels and what he was up to. So that really struck me as a beautiful situation, and I really wanted to, as much as possible, reflect that kind of situation.
So to be clear, what you're going to do is not simply a musical performance of you turning tables, because you do call yourself a turntablist. It's going to be, it's inspired by your immediate surroundings in the landscape, which, of course, was very much self-consciously created by Church.
Yeah, and on top of that, if you really think about sampling and collage, it's this generation's response to information overload. So I'm a big fan of saying that we live in an era where the landscape of culture itself is made from all these fragments.
That's interesting, because really, you're saying that you see something fragmentary in, is it in your performance that you propose, or in Church's landscape itself? I mean, to me, it seems kind of an integrated landscape.
Yeah, Church was much more of a flaneur. You know, he went around and did his travels informed his painting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see what for you me, mean. As a 21st century artist, my travels are not only in the physical realm of going to remote places like Antarctica or the North Pole,
I see,
but also in the data research that I do when I'm putting together my projects.
And I might add, Paul, you're probably one of the biggest travelers that I've ever met. So you are a serious traveler like Church. So I also
I was even inducted into the Royal Geographical Society last year.
I should also point out that, Paul, you were also the impetus, one of the reasons why this event is happening. You came to Alana and had suggested that we explore doing something out in the landscape, which is something I've wanted to do. So I think you deserve a lot of this credit.
Thanks. And above all, I mean, I just found that everybody at Alana and this whole upstate kind of vibe is really just, there's a sense of cordiality, a good sense of information exchange, and people were much more open. I thought it was going to be super uptight at first, I have to admit. But everybody was just very interested in information, and we had a great kind of series of dialogues about what is contemporary art from the viewpoint of sampling. And so you can think of this as sampling the landscape. But,
and I will also add that earlier this year, Galen Joseph Hunter came out into the picture of Wave Farm. We all met in New York, and that's when this really started to take off.
So Galen perhaps made you aware that there's a great interest in your kind of work up here, both with the music scene here as well as the DJ and sampling artists who are regional up here as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole layer of people who move out of the city and who respond to, you know, just, you guys have some great landscapes going up there, and I'm really thinking that as much as possible, the architectural kind of response and also the way that you can really think about the location itself, I mean, the architecture of the space is incredible.
So I guess for people to understand your work in general, the idea is that you've extended sampling, which began mainly sort of as a disc jockey technique of taking pieces of music and putting them together, pieces of disparate music and putting them together, and have extended that to sort of the entire information, whatever you want to call it, archive. And mm-hmm. So now you want to take samples from all kinds of media, is what I'm gathering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what my museum
and not just media,
but that was about.
Yeah. And how did that go?
We had a whole bunch of concerts and happenings and events that highlighted some of the links between this kind of DJ practice and sound art and the idea of perspective and archive. Because, I mean, what was amazing about when you say perspective and archive, you really have to imagine the Met has millions of objects under its control. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's got, I think, something like 19 curatorial departments plus a basis and so many different relationships to the different wings. You know, you have this, the American history wing, the painting wing, the sculpture wing, and then on top of it, it's very specific regional, you know, places, all of which made the process of sampling the museum pretty, you know, incredible amount of research. So
to extend that to the trip,
one could almost argue, what's that?
I was going to say, to extend that to Alana, you're trying to sample not just from your experience of the artwork, but also your experience out in the natural setting of the landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all of that just informed the composition that you're going to be hearing on the 22nd.
And Paul, you've referred to this as the coda to your Met residency, and I think the tie-in with mm-hmm. the churches being one of the founding members of the Metropolitan Museum and the way you were brought to Alana, I think it's really a perfect way to end that residency.
Yeah, and it's we're looking at it as a kind of reflection of so many of the things that informed the residency. I just did an album that was online as a free response to the Met, and we've had over 500,000 listens to it in just a short amount of time. So we've had a great run with all of this, and I think in general, I'm a big fan of saying, you know, that art can reframe some of the issues around environmental, you know, kind of literacy, you know, and we need to think about art from every angle right now, because people need tools to think about the world around them more than ever.
in terms of digesting and assimilating all that information out there. Is that what you sort of?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about what's going on with like climate denial and like kind of weird right wing stuff about what it means to think about climate change, it's hard to argue with a storm that just smashed your house. And I think you're going to be seeing a tremendous amount of artists responding to. We've had the strangest amount of weather and things like that, all of which goes back to landscape. But think about the floods in Colorado, the record-level forest fires throughout the West, the major droughts. So I think Frederick Edgar Church is an artist who understood intuitively landscape is tied to perspective. And when we think about, you know, what's going on with perspective right now, I think that there's not enough information in the arts to respond to climate change. So this is just, you know, hopefully one contribution to
You'd probably be interested to know, if you don't already, how Church's landscape actually prevented a nuclear plant from going up.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I remember you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty incredible. It has an afterlife, which is kind of one of the weird things about life in this postmodern world, is that things can actually have these odd afterlives.
And that's the Framing the Viewshed groundswell. The name of this event is tied in some ways to Church's environment, to the environment which surrounds Ohlone, and how art and environmentalism sometimes and often comes together in the 20th and 21st century at Ohlone. I think it's going to be great on Sunday, Paul. We're really glad that you're going to be part of
it. Yes, there's a lot of excitement, and as you know, some of the other performers there, Japanther, E-Team, it should be a great event, and we're glad you were able to sort of inspire this event, and you, along with Galen and Mark here, got it all put together, because it's going to be really quite thrilling. So we look forward to...
I'm looking forward to a great response, and I'm just looking forward to seeing the whole Ohlone scene up there. You guys have a very unique and beautiful spot.
That's great, because more importantly, we hope you'll be back a lot, too.
So, okay, well, let's just regroup. Then I have to jump because I have another commitment.
Well, thank you,
Paul, for coming on the show. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.